It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Pants on or pants off around the household because something an incident happened to me yesterday. Usually I walk around the house with them on. I've got a couple of housemates. So it's not family.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
They feel like family though. They really do.
Still more limitations than normal family.
Still more limitations. So yeah, usually I have them on, but I was doing some washing yesterday afternoon. And I thought, while I'm down here, I may as well take my pants off and put them in the wash also. I felt comfortable with it too. I liked it.
Were you the only person home?
I was at the time.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And we've been getting new flooring throughout the whole house.
Okay. Just
getting up the carpet and putting down some nice floorboards.
Yeah, they're actually really nice. I've seen them. They look good.
And so there's heaps of mess around the house that needed to be collected. We've had the trailer out there, a lot of old flooring. So my housemate's dad, he's been helping out with a lot of it.
Yeah.
Really good for his age too. He's firing.
Be gentle.
he does more than I do.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, okay. All right. So he came to pick it all up, chuck it in the trailer and take it off to the tip. But he came in the back way because he doesn't want to disturb me because sometimes I'm having a nap in the afternoon.
Yes, you need your nap.
He came in the back way while I was also in the laundry at the back of the house. And I had just taken my pants off.
Now, when you say your pants, can we just clarify pants and undies?
I had underpants.
Okay.
But it's one of those situations where my shirt was so long that you couldn't actually see my underpants. And I thought, you know what? No one else is in the house.
Yeah,
you're right.
Who cares?
But we both sprung each other. He opened the back door. I was just shutting the laundry, the washing machine door.
Yeah.
And we both kind of looked at each other and just went, oh, good to see you. Good to see you, mate. It was a bit awkward for a second.
It would be.
And then he decided to continue on. I decided to help him with some of the stuff. And
without your pants on?
Without my pants on. He got to about halfway and I thought, I'll just go chuck some pants on. He goes, nah, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's fine. You know, we've already done this awkwardness now. You may as well just continue on with it. So it was just an awkward situation. And I thought, what if one of my housemates came home rather than my housemate's dad? Would they find it acceptable or not? I'm not sure because I used to do it around the house and back home in Perth.
Yeah.
And my mother, Judith, she goes by Judy now. My mother, Judith, would kind of question it. She'd go, okay, this is a bit strange, but she'd let me do it anyway. Like, she didn't feel 100% comfortable with it, especially when I had holes in the back of my undies.
I can understand that.
Never ideal.
I'm sure she went and bought you some new undies after that.
Maybe. Early Christmas present, and you still get some at Christmas anyway. I love it. But I kind of want to know on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Is it okay to take your pants off around the house, especially when you're living in a house-sharing environment? What would you do?
Well, I'll admit something to you now. I walk around my house naked, right?
Whoa!
It's my house. I do what I like.
Don't you feel weird when you sit down on like a couch? You never know what, you know, there might be some corn chips on there and they go up your cracker.
No, because I don't normally have corn chips just sitting on the couch randomly.
You spill them and
clean them up.
Good point.
But, and I'll also admit, I do sometimes walk out, like, if I'm going outside and I need to go outside quickly to grab washing off the line or anything, I'll just throw on a dressing gown.
Oh.
I've got nothing underneath.
Right. So you take the bins out and you just got a dressing gown on. What if a nice big chunk of wind comes through?
I got out of the shower the other day, realised my bra was in the car, and so I just put on a dressing gown to go get my bra.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I don't have
pretty windy yesterday though. Imagine a day like that.
Yeah.
20 knots coming through. Yeah, it could be awkward.
I guess we want to know though, if you've lived in a share house, how did you do it?
Yeah, if you've lived in a share house, 13, 12, 16, is it okay just to wear your underpants walking around the house?
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Pants on or pants off around a share house. I understand your own house. I guess you actually take it to the extreme and go naked.
I love summer for that reason. Yeah, I love being free. Such a free spirit.
Good on you. Do it around the streets.
No.
I've heard of naked yoga. Now, that would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Gee, that would be revealing, wouldn't it? Salute to the sun. Open up your bum. That just came out. Sorry about that, folks. Wow.
What? Wow. Okay, moving on.
I had an incident the other day where obviously I was caught by my housemate's dad, not naked.
Not
but just,
saluting the sun either.
Not saluting the sun. I just had just underpants on and I thought, 13, 12, 16, is it okay to do this in a share house? And we got no calls, but we've got two Facebook messages. One who remains anonymous, wants to name anonymous. She said, I'd be uncomfortable if one of my housemates walked around in just undies because that's like me walking around in a bra and knickers, which I just wouldn't do. Fair enough.
I think, especially, it depends on the type of person you are, but I know that for females, because of the whole sexuality side of things and everything else,
yeah,
sometimes they do feel uncomfortable doing it.
Which is fair enough. And I guess if your housemates wouldn't do it, then you probably shouldn't do it yourself.
I remember in a share house.
You don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, a share house I used to live in, I got in trouble for wearing too short of shorts around the other men in the house, yeah.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to, because like I said, I'm a free person.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to walk around in just bras and undies.
Yeah, it's just so funny because I'm the same as you. I'd be completely fine with that. But I guess there are people that are a bit more restrictive in
don't
what
want
they
want
to.
Don't want their partner seeing something, you know, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, fair enough. Ryan had a very good point. Ryan said, if you can wear it at the beach, you can wear it in a share house. Which
yeah.
means you see budgie smugglers around in the beach in public. They're tight as, geez, you can see everything. There's nothing up to the imagination
nope.
there. But I guess it also varies in depending on what type of underwear you've got. Maybe boxers are okay, whereas briefs that are tighter maybe aren't. So,
well, Sam,
it's up for hot debate.
Why don't you just ask your housemate what they're okay with?
Isn't it better than we just talk it on radio, though? So much
yeah,
better than
so much better. They'll
it.
Love you for it.
Exactly. Can't wait to have the chat tonight with them.
This is Clarence Dan. Let's go!
A story's come out overnight about a US teenager. She's 14.
Ooh.
And
that's not the part I should be reacting to, is it?
No. But she's come out overnight saying that she's suing McDonald's because this particular McDonald's served her water that was too hot.
Hot water?
Yes, but it wasn't just hot. It was really hot.
Oh, okay. So we're talking when we make a coffee or a tea, that's hot, but this was more than that?
It's probably about that.
Oh, okay.
there's one stage of hot. It's just hot.
Okay.
If it's boiling water, it's boiling.
So why? What's going on here? Why is she suing? How can she sue?
Okay. So basically, they're saying that
she bought a Coke and it was like boiling hot Coke.
No, it must have been. Apparently, she got served a dangerously hot cup of water. Now, why you'd ask for a hot cup of water in the first place, I'm not quite sure.
And you should expect it to be hot.
Yes. Not only that, but when you buy like even a coffee or a tea or anything like that from Macca's, the cup actually says caution hot.
So they're covering their butts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she bought this hot cup of water, which spilled onto her and caused burns to her abdomen and lower body. So they're saying that the water was served too hot by the fast food chain, and now she wants about $2.2 Australian million dollars.
Ooh, yeah. That's a lot of millions.
Yes, it is. And I just, when I saw this, I was like, are you kidding me? So boiling water is boiling water.
Yeah.
Like, can you boil water any hotter than boiling?
I am not a scientist. I have no idea. But I guess when you ask for hot water, you've got to make sure you don't spill it on yourself. Because think about it. If we made a tea or coffee at home, boiling water, we spill it on ourselves, we're probably going to get second or possibly third degree burns. Did she get third degree burns?
She got second.
Okay.
Second degree burns. So apparently, I've used Dr. Google for this. After water changes from a liquid to a gas, which is once you've gone past boiling,
yep.
then it can heat up hotter than boiling water, right? But it changes to like a gaseous form, I guess.
Okay.
So in other words,
gases,
you can't have hot water that you can drink that is hotter than boiling.
So she's got no leg to stand on, surely.
Well, I mean,
are the lawyers saying that she can?
They're basically saying that, yes, she can sue because it was served too hot and she's got these burns. But it's like when people go into a cafe, and this annoys me, and I'm sure anyone who's a barista understands. When someone walks in, they're like, can I have my hot water extra hot? No, it's just boiling. Like, it's not. You can't boil water past boiling.
And I've just read, you know how you mentioned before they've got that warning, hot contents?
Yeah.
They only put that on after they had been sued previously from a 79-year-old woman. She was awarded $3 million US. After suffering third-degree burns. That was before the warning on the cup. Now, it would be interesting to see if that warning was on this specific cup or they gave her a normal cup or...
Who knows? Well, this is it. Like, obviously, if it came in, like, a normal Coke or something cup,
yeah, then she
I could, can understand. Like,
she could be up for a nice payday.
Yeah, but why would you put it in that? I don't know. I just... Mate, it annoys me when people say that water is too hot. Like, you asked for hot water. What did you expect?
I wonder how she spilled it on herself too, if it's her own fault or not.
Well, that's the other thing.
Because, I mean, to be honest, maybe too
Americans
much.
Can sue literally for anything. It is ridiculous.
It will be interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah. It's just not okay.
You reckon she won't get it?
Oh, no, for sure not.
Done.
There's no way.
Case closed, Judge Judy.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Have you ever been happy after receiving a parking fine?
Yeah, I have, because I've never received one.
Bulldust.
Nah. Never received parking. I told you before, I haven't been fined. The only fine I've ever received was it's a toll fine.
It's from Sam, hubby Sam, going, damn, you're fine.
No, it was a toll fine.
Oh, see, bad girl, bad girl.
Yeah, well, I learnt the hard way, as I always do, but I paid it off.
Well, there was a bunch of people, not just one, in Adelaide, a bunch of drivers that were actually happy to receive a parking fine. Quite strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that's odd. Okay, people don't get happy to receive parking fines. Normally, they're quite expensive. No one likes a parking fine.
Exactly right. However, this was no ordinary parking fine. I'm going to get you here. The slip of paper was actually an excellent notice for actually paying to park. Now, the slips of paper, they were made to look like parking fines. They even had photoshopped on there the City of Adelaide's logo. So this was in
really?
The City of Adelaide CBD. Dodgy, right?
Mm.
It read, notice, hope you have an excellent day. There is some spare change and a few lollies stuck to the back of this notice. Very strange. Don't spend it all at once, but enjoy your Monday.
I think I've seen this photo. Isn't it like 10 cents that's stuck to it?
That was the other part I was going to bring up. So, it's got nothing to do with actual Adelaide Council or anything. It is an art project from a student.
Right.
Her name is Georgia Button. And
Georgia Button.
Aww. Oh, so cute. And she was the brainchild behind this for an art project. Because she said, I hate when you're far away from your car. Mm-hmm. You notice there's a parking fine on there and you just doom and gloom. So she wanted to make people's day.
She also apparently wanted to make them unhappy first.
That's the thing I don't get. You are so whacked that you've got a parking fine in the first place. By the time you get to it, you'll go, what type of prankster is pulling this crap on?
Yeah, because as soon as you see it, you're like, are you kidding me?
Exactly right. However, there was one person that said that they were actually quite happy that they found it. They said they read it out, just couldn't believe it. It was so funny. I wouldn't be laughing. At all, I don't think.
I don't think I would be either.
Laughing. it goes on to say the council said it did not encourage this prank, but saw the funny side of the project.
In
which
other
makes
words,
sense because
not everyone
fraud.
Can go and do this now. Please don't start putting fake parking fines on everyone's car, but it is kind of funny.
Exactly right. And it goes back to your point.
Yeah.
On the back, she says obviously a few lollies and some change, some coins. It is 10 cent coins on the back. She is a cheapskate.
10 cent coins. 10 cents.
Oh, maybe it's layered though, I think. It's got a packet, it's got sticky tape to the back, a couple Mentos, and then Mentos or Mentos?
Mentos.
Mentos. And then, yeah, it's displaying 10 cents, which I'd rather not have a parking fine
Stingy.
At all. Raise the heart rate and deal with that type of stuff. I reckon she got an F.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
Yes.
SBS Viceland, right? I guess you'd still call it a new TV station. And I'm loving it. It's
great introduction to free to air.
Mm. And the feed is on SBS, right?
Yes.
And in the feed, coming up on Tuesday the 16th, is going to be something called Yes All Men.
That is next week.
It is.
Next Tuesday.
To tell us a little bit more about it is Marty Smiles, who was pretty much the person behind all of this. Hey, Marty, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Very well. Now, Marty, obviously The Feed is a very important program that is 7:30 every weekday, but this special episode of hashtag Yes All Men, or it's just Yes All Men, isn't it? What is that about?
It's taking a look at the issues that affect men in this country and maybe posing the question that all men can do something about it by taking responsibility for their mates and, yeah.
So are we talking mental health, physical health, or are we talking about just the whole encompassment of it all?
All of it. Certainly mental health and mainly the statistics that I think men are overrepresented in. And one of the major ones that we really need to take a look at, and there's been no more important time than right now, is the suicide rate. It hasn't moved in 10 years, and that's a real shame because you have so much more education around well-being, mental health, all of these things, but for some reason that figure hasn't changed. And I wanted to see whether it is actually something to do with men. Maybe it's the sense of what it means to be a man or masculinity, or I was trying to find a reason why we do have those statistics that are so high for men. It's three times higher than women.
Jeez.
That is astounded me when I when you guys told us that. That is I did not realize.
Yeah,
never
it's
thought
ridiculous.
That.
Yeah, I think it's because men often suffer in silence. They don't seek help. They don't talk to their mates about issues that they're facing, emotions that they might be having. And that results in really bottling things up until they don't have anywhere to go.
So is that probably the answer? Is that what you learnt from this whole experience? Is that where we need to start working from?
I think that's definitely one aspect, but I think sometimes these things turn out in other ways. It might mean that you end up really aggressive and violent, and then that impacts your family and impacts the people who are closest to you. So there are other ways I think that men need to start to look at some of their behaviours or their mates' behaviours.
Yep. Well, speaking of behaviours, I was going to say, obviously men and women have very different behaviours, very different emotional, statuses at times as well. And part of this Yes All Men, you actually went and did a male behaviour change program, is that right?
Yeah, it's for men who have been abusive towards their partners.
Would have been eye-opening. Really,
yeah, it was eye-opening. You know, that's a full-on space to put yourself in, I suppose. I think that often, there's a reason for this as well, I guess, that there's a stigma around male perpetrators or men who have been abusive.
Yeah.
But I wanted to step into that uncomfortable space to see if men do have the capacity to change. If you come from a background of a cyclical pattern of violence and abuse in your own family, if you've witnessed family violence, then, you know, we've seen the statistics around how that tends to repeat in the next generation. And I suppose I wanted to see if, men did have the capacity to change. And what I found out through that program is that they definitely do.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But also that all men, if they filled out the questionnaire that all men do when they go into this program, they probably realise that there's a lot of behaviours that they also do.
Yeah, right. And do you think when people watch this show, they're going to be shocked seeing some of the things that you're delving into?
Definitely. I was shocked. I'm still kind of processing a lot of
I suppose.
But I can honestly say it's been a rewarding experience because I've learned things about myself that are things that I can improve on. They're things that I can take a look at and make sure I don't repeat those things in future relationships with my family, friends or partners.
Absolutely.
Exactly right. Well, it is obviously a very important week to be discussing this. Of course, it's Mental Health Week. And we look forward to seeing Yes All Men next Tuesday on the feed at 7:30 on SBS Viceland. And you can catch up on demand. Hey, Marty Smiley, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck with it next week. And thanks for doing this because obviously we need more of this stuff. And a lot of us probably aren't game to put ourselves out there like this. So we appreciate it a lot.
No, thank you guys for being so brave to put this on the radio. It's an important topic. So I really appreciate it.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Not often that a Christmas present can save your life, is it?
Well, unless you're getting a CPR kit, but that'd be weird.
Good point. You got me there. But that's exactly what's happened to this 18-year-old woman from the US.
What, she got a CPR kit?
Exactly right. No. All right, let's go serious for a second.
Okay, sorry.
You give Apple a lot of stick.
I do give Apple a lot of stick, as in like the phone company.
Yes, exactly right. But even you've got to be amazed by this. Even your Samsung bias and love and blind love for Samsung needs to come over to Apple's side for a moment because this 18-year-old girl, lady, whatever, female. Do you say girl or woman? What age do they now become adults? Do you take like...
Well, I mean, legally 18.
Okay, perfect. Done. Well, it's her Apple Watch that actually saved her life.
Yeah, right.
It warned her to seek immediate medical help, I should say, sorry, after her beats per minute on that bad boy heart she's got reached 190.
Whoa, pretty high.
Isn't the normal resting heart rate like 75 to 80?
Yeah.
Around that area?
Well, it depends on the person, but around there. It's not higher than 100, that's for sure.
And what was weird was that she said the only symptom that she was having was she was out of breath because she had been going walking.
Yeah, right.
So that's it. She thought, okay, this is something wrong. Her mother decided to take her to the hospital because she thought, okay, if it's telling you to seek immediate emergency help,
maybe
you might as well
just get it checked out, yeah?
It turns out that her kidneys were functioning at just 20%.
Whoa!
And a biopsy later revealed that she actually had a genetic condition called Alport syndrome.
Okay.
So it's where patients experience progressive loss of kidney function.
So she had no idea.
18 years she'd lived her life and she was completely fine. Even her parents weren't aware of anything. Her parents seemed to be okay too.
Yeah, right.
And then suddenly out of nowhere, her liver start functioning at 20%. So think about it. Kidneys. Oh, crikey. Think about this, though. If she didn't have that Apple Watch, she might have been out of breath and she would have just left it. She would have been, okay, this is a bit strange. She might not have gone to her mother. She could have potentially died.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have read this story. I have seen this online and I do know that it has actually saved her life. And it
all
is,
because of a Christmas present from her parents.
It is pretty amazing. At the same time, you know that the phones on Samsung have like heart rate trackers
and stuff. Oh, for far out, Claire. Jeepers, creepers. Now's not the time to bring Samsung into it.
Why not?
Because we're talking about Apple Watches.
Exactly.
And how cool they are. Oh, you've always
No, look, I do think it is great, though, that Apple have been able to do this and put this into their watches and make sure that...
So close to turning your mic off.
And make sure that people's health and lives are safe.
Finish your sentence, but Samsung already did it.
I didn't say it, you did.
Anyway, this mother decided after this to write a letter to the CEO, Tim Cook of Apple.
Yeah.
And he got a reply. She got a reply.
I know. How awesome is that?
It is pretty cool. And Tim tweeted, "Stories like Deanna's inspire us to dream bigger and push harder every day." And that's what I believe Apple are doing. Apple are doing it for the people. They're not doing it to line their own pockets. They definitely
not
are.
Not at all. Never.
Moral of this story, Claire. Mm. Samsung and Apple aside, kids out there, if you're listening, I know it's school holidays, but Christmas is coming up. Get your parents to buy you an Apple Watch. This is Clarence M. Let's go! Everyone thought the Bachelor season was over.
Well, the Bachelor season technically is, but the Bachelorette
Very
has just started.
Good point. Yes, it started last night. It went on Win, of course, at 7:30. Make sure you catch it again tonight. And unfortunately, two blokes went home, Claire, last night.
Straight off the bat.
Straight off the bat. That's probably the toughest go that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And Brendan joins us this morning. How are you going, Brendan?
Good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, listen, mate, what happened last night? Obviously, it was the first night. Two of you guys had to go home. Unfortunately, it does have to be someone. How do you feel about the whole situation?
Look, at the end of the day, it was definitely quick. And it was a wild, wild night, as we all saw.
Yes.
At the end of the day, though, I think I actually appreciated the decisiveness. I prefer brutal bluntness as opposed to sort of insecure indecisiveness.
Yeah.
And, you know, mucking around, getting the end with no decision would be even worse, I reckon. So getting booted off quickly was, you know, blessing in disguise, so to speak.
Yeah. Good. Mate, you should have stayed longer. I like your attitude.
Now, Brendan, last night was a full-on night. Oh, were you expecting that when you got there?
No, that's probably what threw me off the most. You know, I've played footy with the boys and know what sort of, you know, 18 blokes getting up and about can be like. But you chuck a Wild Rose in there, a Patty and a Nathan dance routine, and immediately I'm feeling like it's a weird episode of, you know, something. It's just it was so surreal. It was, you weren't sure what was happening.
Well, Brendan, I'm surprised. Yeah, Patty and Nathan, obviously everyone is there to find love. However, it turned into just a bit of a pack of dogs having a bit of a go at
each other. It was honestly like we were watching The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you witness what happened with Patty and Nathan, and can you talk us through it?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm having a casual chat with some of the lads. We're waiting for our turn to cut in after 30 seconds of chatting to Ali.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we're like, hang on a minute, what's going on? And, you know, some people are thinking, oh, that was all producer, like, you know, influence. 100% wasn't.
It was just those boys.
And that's what threw us. We're like, are they serious? Like, are they being told to do that? Like, why are they even fighting? Who? Really?
On the first night, yes.
Yeah, on the first night, within not late, and it wasn't even late in the evening at that point. It was early on. We're like, mate, put the egos down.
So not even many bevvies.
No, and that's what was confusing as well. Like, is there shots going somewhere that we don't know about? Like,
now was it a bad or good look that obviously Pete went to Paddy and filled him in about what Nathan was saying about him, or was it kind of, I don't know? Are you on Pete and Paddy's side, or are you on Nathan's side? Or can you not pick a side?
I'm on none of the sides as well. I'm just, like, kicked out. Because it was, Pete was up and about. He's a real social butterfly.
Oh, yes.
He was the boy kind of buzzing around, just like, hey, what's going on, guys?
Biggest smile ever.
And it's, exactly right. And, you know, it's very hard to speak quietly in that environment. It's not a big space. It looks big on TV.
Yeah, true.
But you can hear everything. So it was definitely no secret what, you know, Aiken was saying about Patty, that's for sure.
Exactly right. Now, what were your first thoughts on... So you going into the house, on the mansion, you knew it was going to be Ali, am I correct?
Shortly before, yes.
Shortly before. And did that change how you were going to introduce yourself, knowing that she'd been on The Bachelor and she'd been on Bachelor in Paradise?
yeah, knowing that she had, you know, had her heart broken a few times definitely changed your approach going in. You know, giant teddy bears and Segways aside.
And knights in shining armour.
And, I mean, because you don't get told very long beforehand who it is that you're going in for, do you? So what happens if you see this person, you're like, oh, that's not what I was expecting.
It's a good point. And I think, you know, we'll see how the guys go with that down the rest of the season. But, yeah, it's and that's a challenge, is she's trying to get to know 18 blokes at once, but you're also trying to get to know her and go, what's this chick like? Because what you've seen on TV versus the real person is, and, you know, what they get plastered as in the media, you go, is she really like that, or is she actually a really genuine, kind person?
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, mate, straight to you, though. You're 29. You're an events manager. You're from our state, New South Wales.
Yep.
You seem like a really good bloke. How the hell have you not found love? Why did you have to go to the Bachelorette?
Well, I was actually married for 6 years.
Yeah,
I was in an 11-year relationship, and that ended, unfortunately.
It was a high school romance?
Yeah, 100%. High school sweetheart. Aww. It was a fairy tale that ended like Days of Our Lives.
Oh, heavy.
Okay, right.
Catch that at 4:30 on the Win Network.
And so you were why not create your own Days of Your Lives and go on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, so going into like the dating scene after like 11 years off it, and the last time I was in it, I was a kid and I had a Nokia 3310.
Yes,
exactly. So going in, it's now all Tinder stuff. I'm like, what is going on? How do you do this?
Yeah,
and I actually was like, you know what, maybe going on The Bachelorette would actually be easier for dating as opposed to the modern dating scene.
Yeah,
mate, well, we think you were hard done by. You seem like a really good bloke. Hopefully, at least, now that you had one night on TV, hopefully there's a few ladies coming your way.
Oh, look, you know, one can hope.
Good on you, Brandon.
Hopefully they're the good type as well.
Exactly. Hey, The Bachelor continues on the Win Network at 7:30. Thanks again, Brendan, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam. There's been something that's a little bit out of this world.
Ooh.
Now, you know that I love random out of this world things. A lot louder than I thought.
I can't control. This isn't us controlling it. What's going on?
Right. It's out of this world.
Where's that coming from? Look out your windows, folks. The aliens are attacking.
Legit, this story is about people who think this is actually aliens. I don't know if it is, but we'll find out.
Ooh, conspiracy.
So about a week ago or a few days ago, over in good old South Carolina.
I swear to God, all our stories about America.
had something wash up on shore, right?
Yeah, okay.
A bit of a mysterious object.
Yeah.
Now, this object was quite large that washed up. Like, I've got a picture here of it next to a person, and it's as tall as a human, like an adult female human. Yeah. And it's, well, we don't know.
What's the shape of it? And so this has been making the rounds on the news, hasn't it?
It has. It's a bit of a cylindrical look, almost like if you think of a rocket ship, you know, the base of a rocket?
Yeah.
It almost looks like that.
Like a giant boy out in the sea.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And
but it's not a boy, is it?
Well, no, this is the problem. Is that people have seen this and they've gone, oh, it's probably just a bit of a, you know, some sort of ship of something.
Yep.
And they're saying, well, no, because there's not a single bit of metal on it.
Oh, so it's not a plane, it's not a ship.
No.
What is it?
It's made of like a foamy type material. It's really odd. It's just this circle made of a foamy type material. It's bizarre.
So no one knows what it is?
No one knows what it is. It doesn't look like it's been in that water that long either.
Where was it again?
It's in South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
So it doesn't look like it's been in the water that long either because it's got no barnacles, it's got no nothing on it.
Now, I want to believe it's from the outer space, but I just feel like it's not. Is that what people are saying, conspiracy theorists?
They're saying it looks like it's made out of concrete or metal, but it actually is a soft foam. There's no official answer. And apparently the local authorities, like, swept it up pretty fast. Took it off the beach. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it could be a boy, could be an alien spaceship. Who knows?
Cool.
But authorities have taken it away and we will never find out. Unless you go to Area 52, then you might.
Done.
Is Area 52?
Let's all get a job at Area 52. Or 51. Area 51.
I think it's 51.
That could be only 69, 420, whatever.
Claire and Sam. Weekday mornings from 6. Hit 99.7.